From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. NATO leaders meeting in Lisbon have reached agreement that would develop a broadened missile defense shield to defend NATO states in Europe and the U.S. The system would involve stationing U.S. interceptor missiles and radar in Europe. President Obama announced today NATO members will invest some $280 million in the system that will link existing anti-missile systems to the U.S. system.
It offers a role for all of our allies. It responds to the threats of our times. It shows our determination to protect our citizens from the threat of ballistic missiles.
The president said that leaders will also invite former Cold War enemy Moscow to join the system when they meet Russian President Dmitry Medvedev tomorrow. Airline pilots will not have to go through controversial X-ray scanners and pat-down searches that passengers now do. NPR's Richard Knox reports on an agreement the pilots reached with federal officials.
Faced with lawsuits from angry pilots, the Transportation Security Administration has told pilots they'll be exempted from the security gauntlet as long as they fly with a U.S. carrier, they're on airline business, and they're in uniform. Pilots will have to show two forms of identification and be checked against crew rosters. Two pilot unions complained about the X-ray doses that pilots get from many of the scanners on top of the radiation they get from cosmic rays at high altitudes. Those who chose not to be scanned were required to have thorough pat-downs. But the pilots persuaded the TSA this was unnecessary because they already undergo rigorous security screening before they can fly the plane. The new exemption does not apply to flight attendants. Richard Knox, NPR News.
U.S. Fed Chief Ben Bernanke is making waves around the globe with his remarks to European bankers. Terry Schultz reports Bernanke is defending his decision to buy up U.S. government bonds and criticizing Chinese currency policies.
Speaking at a European Central Bank conference in Frankfurt, Bernanke issued unusually blunt criticism of countries that run large trade surpluses and don't allow market forces to determine the values of their currencies, meaning primarily China. Bernanke said these imbalances hurt international cooperation and threaten a global recovery.
The tensions arise from the lack of an agreed-upon framework to ensure that national policies take appropriate account of interdependencies across countries and the interests of the international system as a whole.
Responding to criticism of his own decision earlier this month to buy $600 billion of U.S. Treasury bonds, Bernanke insisted this was the best way to help both the U.S. and the global economy. He said results so far have been moderate, but meaningful. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Maker of a well-known pain medicine that's been on the market for more than 50 years has agreed to take the drug off the market. The company that makes Darvon and Darvocet bowing to pressure from the Food and Drug Administration. Pain-killing drug has been tied to deadly heart rhythms and has been blamed for suicides and accidental overdoses. Stocks were able to pare some of their earlier losses amid concerns efforts by China to curb its growth could hurt the global economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week up 22 points to close at 11,203. The Nasdaq was up 3 points. This is NPR. Rescue officials in New Zealand say it was a gas explosion inside one of its coal mines that has left 29 miners missing. So far, rescue crews have been unable to enter the mine to search for the miners amid fears of further gas buildup and another possible explosion. Video from the scene shows blackened trees and smoke billowing from the top of the mine. Early reports had said 5 men were able to escape from the mine, but officials now say only 2 dazed and slightly injured miners made it out. New watchdog report criticizes weaknesses in the nation's courthouse security programs. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
The Justice Department's Inspector General says 3 out of 6 districts they visited had failed to test courthouse security procedures. And many of the contract officers who guard courthouses haven't been trained on how to use screening machines. The report says the U.S. Marshals Service takes too long to do background investigations for new courthouse officers. And the Inspector General also identified a $300 million security contract with a company that had a history of fraud. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Senate has approved and sent on to the House a measure that will provide more than $4.5 billion to settle longstanding claims by Native Americans and black farmers against the government. The money has been held for months in the Senate as Democrats and Republicans fought over how to pay for it. John Boyd is head of the National Black Farmers Association.
I spent just about almost all of my adult life working on this issue. I've been working on this for 26 years, a very, very long time, and since the early 80s. Today's vote has probably been the hardest thing I had to do in my life.
Settlement provide $1.2 billion to black farmers who suffered discrimination. $3.4 billion goes to Native American landowners. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.